Face to face with the enemy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Fred Chiyosaki is 91. It's been about 70 years since he came back from World War II.
That young, good-looking guy, that's
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I see that.
He's got a head of hair.
He'll be part of a Memorial Day observance at his assisted living residence in Seattle, and he's one of the happiest people you'll meet. But there's one memory from the war that keeps coming back. His unit was fighting in France, charging up a hill, heading straight for the German lines.
I still remember this. I hear somebody crying. And there was a German soldier in a slit trench there. And obviously he had been hurt. And I stopped by and I had to kick you in the head. And you know it's not uncommon.
After all, Fred had seen quite a few of his buddies die. And here he was in a position to take revenge.
But he looked like he was 15 or 16 years old. And I looked down and, he looks just like my little brother. And I left him alone anyway.
So you couldn't do it?
I couldn't touch that kid. So I guess maybe I had the remnants of a conscience at that point.
Fred showed me his collection of medals. There's the Purple Heart, there's a Congressional Medal, even a Good Conduct Medal.
The Army's just like the Boy Scouts. They give medals for everything.
And yet, his most vivid memory was of something they don't give medals for. Even as the bullets were flying, he was able to see a person instead of an enemy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.